Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad that you are able to spend these next few minutes together. As we go into the Word of the Lord, we're going to be looking at a chapter in the book of Ezekiel. But before we do that, I always like to, as we begin the week, ask the Lord to just minister to the needs to every listener, to everyone who is perhaps by accident stumbled across the broadcast or a regular faithful listener. God knows your need, your deepest heart's desire. So, Father, in faith, Lord, you said that we could come boldly before the throne of grace to find grace to help in the time of need. And Father, we are a needy people. Lord, regardless of where we are at in our spiritual walk, regardless of how long that we have served you, Lord, there are lessons to be learned. There is wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your divine principles, of your character, of your nature. Father, throughout all eternity, it will be a never-ending experience of the glory and majesty of our God. But Father, you see everyone who is listening. You see the needs in their lives, the needs of their body, their soul, and their spirit. Father, through the covenant that was established in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that new covenant which was sealed in His blood, we thank you that as we have that privilege of being called your people, that it is your will to meet every single one of our needs. You've given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So, Father, right now, as we share these moments together, Father, I would ask you to stir faith in their heart. Cause that wellspring of hope to spring forth in their soul. Lord, let them experience your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so, Father, anoint our hearts to receive your word. Give us greater and greater revelation, understanding of this matchless, wonderful Lord we serve, the Lord Jesus Christ. Unveil him to our hearts, Father. Let us grow in grace and wisdom and in the revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I mentioned, we're going to be looking at some verses in the third chapter of Ezekiel. And if you desire a title for this message I'll be sharing, let's call it God's Watchman's Warning. Now, Ezekiel was one of the major prophets. And as an individual, as a man, he suffered much because he spoke the word of the Lord. And that's not unusual, for God's prophets will be persecuted. They will suffer much because they would dare proclaim God's word without compromise. And beloved, this should be the experience, actually, of every child of God. We will experience those who persecute us. We will go through tribulation in this world. We will see those who stand against us, who oppose us, not individually, but it's really in the spirit, because Jesus said, if they hated me, they will hate you also. And so some are listening to me right now, and you're having troubles on the job, or there's relationships in your life, or there's difficulties. You have to understand we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And the unpleasantness, the difficulties you're experiencing are the result of spiritual warfare. And the Lord would just have me remind you to keep that uppermost in your thoughts and to direct you in the way you should pray, because it's not the person you're fighting against. It's not the individual who's coming against you, but it is the spirit that is resides in you that the God of this world hates. And so he will use not only demonic entities, he will use people who are not submitted to the Lord, who may be carnal Christians. And perhaps some of the greatest persecution we can experience is from fellow Christians. And so let me just stop right now. Father, in Jesus' name, those who are listening right now and they are experiencing persecution, Father, I thank you for the scripture that I've just shared, that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And so, Father, I take authority over demonic entities, demonic hindrances, demonic agencies that are hindering and impeding their process, their forward progress. We come against, Father, the agitation and the spirit of oppression and anger and the things, the strife that would be stirred up, the discord. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus and by the power of his name to disarm those, that adversarial battle that they are in. And Father, I pray for deliverance. I pray that you will silence the mouth of the lion. I pray, Lord, that you will give them wisdom. Let them know what to speak and when to speak it. And when, if you'd have them remain silent, have them hold their peace. But in the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. Praise God. So all of us, as God's children, we're going to have opposition because the spirit of the world hates the spirit of Christ. And we who are Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells within us. So going back to Ezekiel, he had been called of God. At this point in time, Israel had forsaken their God, and God had called Ezekiel to warn the people of Israel of her real spiritual condition, the sinful and unbelieving state in which they had degenerated into. And as we read the Word of God is very clear that the things that were written in the Old Covenant were as examples to us. There is much we can learn. It's the same God. I've heard some Christians, they just want to read the New Testament. Well, it's the same God that's in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, but he has different dispensations. He had the law in practice, in reality. It was given to the children of Israel, and it was basically our schoolmaster to show us that mankind could not measure up and could not fulfill the law. There was only one who did, was without sin, and that is the Lord Jesus. And so we can learn lessons from the rebelliousness of the house of Israel, because we can do the very same things. Iniquity, as is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And so let me now begin by sharing a few verses in the third chapter of Ezekiel. I'm going to read verses 17 through 21. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness, and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin. And listen to this. These are stern words from the God of heaven and earth. And his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Do you see the awesome responsibility that we have when God has us in situations where we see people that we are in relationship with, that we need to speak a word of counsel with meekness and submission to let them know that God is not mocked. As a man sows, he will reap. There are spiritual laws in God's kingdom that are just as real and unbending as his natural laws. The second law of thermodynamics, so gravity. You're not going to oppose the natural forces without suffering a real consequence. You're not going to fly off a three-story building and not experience the effects of gravity to your undoing. And going on now, the final verse I want to share, verse 21, nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous man sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned, and thou hast delivered thy soul. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that whomsoever should believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. He sent Jesus into this world, born of a virgin, because he loved the whole world, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, regardless of race or color or nation. And the house of Israel was given the Levitical law of sacrifices, and this old covenant was given to the nation of Israel and to them alone. But through Jesus Christ, God established a new covenant, not just with the house of Israel, but with the whole world, that whosoever believeth on him should be saved. The price tag on God's gift to the world is faith, as well as obedience. You can't buy it with money. You can't enjoy its benefits because you belong to a certain group or organization. The new covenant established and through, by and through the Lord Jesus Christ, is to every man whomsoever will. Well, my time is gone, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I trust you're able to join me. If not, you can always go to our website on www.unveilchrist.com and click on the broadcast, and you can hear them at their archived for your convenience at any point in time. And so, beloved, as I bring this broadcast to a close, as I always do, I invite you to share your prayer requests. If you feel the gentle tugging of the Holy Spirit, he has a reason for you to respond. And so, if you wish to be blessed, then it's not just in writing this ministry, but it's in obeying the Holy Spirit for whatever his purposes are. I love you. I pray for you, my listening audience every day, as well as my UCM partners. I thank God for you. I love you. I thank God. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,